Even before I went back to school to do my psych degree, I always loved to geek out on psychology books, research, and anything on that subject I could get my hands on. And I've always had a passion for cognitive behavioral therapy and how effective it is as a tool for shifting those thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It's one part of psychology, of therapy, that I actually truly believe in. And today I want to share a powerful exercise from cognitive behavioral therapy, what I'll be referencing as CBT, that you can use in your life to help you stop those negative thoughts and feelings in their tracks. It is so powerful. You do not want to miss this. So let's go dive in. Welcome to Master Your Mindset, the podcast where I unlock the secrets to manifesting your dream life. I'm your host, Jen Goodfriend, subconscious mindset coach and freedom alchemist, and I'm here to inspire, empower, and when needed, give you that gentle kick in the ass. Join me on a journey through the world of mindset, money, and manifestation. We're talking financial freedom, time freedom, and living the life you've always dreamt of. Get ready for positivity, fun, and plenty of aha moments. It's time to rewrite your story and manifest your wildest dreams. So let's dive in and start mastering your mindset. Are you ready? Because I am. Hey, hey, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am so excited that you guys are here. And just to welcome all the amazing new listeners to the show, I've noticed we've got some amazing new people showing up, listening to the episode. So if you are new here, I am so happy you are here. And just a note, if you guys have something specific you guys want me to talk about here on the podcast, I am completely open to your guys' ideas and suggestions. If you want to share, hit me up on Instagram. The link is in my show notes here. Send me a message and I'm more than happy to see what I can do about bringing you guys more information on that specific topic. But today, let's dive into today's episode, which is all about cognitive behavioral therapy, or what we call CBT for short. And the thing is CBT has been around since the 60s. It is one of those forms of therapy, of talk therapy, that has been so effective. It is one of the most effective forms of talk therapy, and it's been improved on and worked on for so many years. There is a stat going around, and next to hypnotherapy, cognitive behavioral therapy is quite effective. And if you use it in conjunction with things like subconscious programming, like hypnotherapy, like those other tools that I use, it's even more effective. So I like to combine cognitive behavioral therapy as a tool in conjunction with hypnotherapy. So the hypnotherapy, we're going deep, we're digging up all those old beliefs and we're turning them around. And then cognitive behavioral therapy is part of what I call my emergency toolkit, just like tapping is, where it's really useful in between hypnotherapy sessions when the shit comes up. Because even with the subconscious reprogramming tools, stuff still tends to come up. Our mind sometimes tries to fall back into old patterns, and sometimes we can allow this. So this tool that I'm going to share with you guys today actually helps you battle those negative thoughts and feelings when they start coming up. And it also can be used on its own without the subconscious reprogramming stuff, but it's not as effective. When combined together, it is super powerful. So I want to share with you guys a simple CBT exercise that you guys can use anytime, anywhere to shift your negative thoughts and emotions. And this you guys are going to want to take notes for. So if you have a chance, grab a pen and a paper, or make sure you save this episode to come back to it, because you guys are not going to want to miss out on this. So, okay, let's dive into the actual exercise. So let's imagine something has just triggered you. Something has happened and all of a sudden you're feeling those negative thoughts, those negative emotions. They've just kind of come on. And this could be anything. It could be someone said something to you. It could just be these thoughts have come out of the blue and you've noticed it. So what you want to do is you want to grab a piece of paper, because this is something you want to write out. It's something you want to work through. So grab a piece of paper and you want to write out, what is that thing that triggered you? What was that situation? What was the trigger? What is going on? Okay, so let's use one example throughout this whole exercise so that you guys can really get a good idea of how this all works. So let's say that situation or trigger is that all of a sudden these feelings of not being good enough are coming up. Something has happened and all of a sudden you're questioning, like, am I worthy? Am I good enough to be an entrepreneur, to be successful? You know, what, can I really do this? Many of you will probably relate to this example. I did. This was one of my biggest blocks in my business. So let's use that for an example. So you're going to write down exactly what it is that situation or trigger is. And now I want you guys to rate on a scale of 0 to 100. What are the feelings and emotions? Like, how charged is that? 0 being it doesn't bother you. There's nothing there. It's fine. 100 being, oh my God, this is overwhelming. This is a lot. And just whatever comes to your mind. This doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just, you know, think of that feeling or emotion that's tied to that situation, to that trigger, that event, those thoughts you're thinking. What are those feelings and emotions, and what is the amplitude of that between 0 and 100? So let's say, for example, in this example, I'm at an 80. Let's try that. And then at the same time, I want you guys to feel into your body. Is there anything in your body that you're also feeling at this moment? Like, are you feeling, you know, tightness somewhere? Are you feeling tightness in your chest? Are you feeling like, you know, your head is spinning? Is there some sort of bodily sensation that you're also noticing? This is also something that's really good to take notice of and just see, where is this happening? Where is this feeling? So now you're thinking about, okay, I'm feeling, you know, this emotion, it's at an 80, you know what, I'm feeling it in tightness in my chest, I'm feeling weight on my shoulders. Now I want you to ask yourself, what thoughts went through my mind? Like, what did those thoughts, feelings, what did they mean to me or say about me? So if it was the thoughts of, you know what, I'm not feeling good enough, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, this isn't available to me, you know, write those things down. What were those negative thoughts that were popping up? And try and be as specific as possible. Like, if your thought was, you're not good enough, you've never been good enough, who do you think you are to do this? Write those things down. We want to get really specific on, what are those things that we're saying? And then what did those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions, what did they mean to me or say about me? I want you guys to ask yourself that. Like, what does that say to me? So if yours was, you know, not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, the feeling, the meaning, it could be that I feel like nothing I ever do is good enough. I feel like nothing I ever do in my business will ever work out. This isn't available to me. I'm such a failure. See how you're really digging into it? You want to kind of go down that rabbit hole in this instance. I know I don't always recommend you guys go down the rabbit hole, but in this case, I want you guys to think about that. But then I want you to ask yourself, what am I responding to? Like, what triggered this? Start thinking about that. Like, how did this come on? Did something happen? Did someone say something? What brought this on? And then if you guys understand cognitive distortions, and I'll talk about these in another episode, but Google cognitive distortions. These are things like all or nothing thinking, catastrophizing, those kind of things. So it can be helpful if you understand what the cognitive distortion is, but this isn't necessary. You don't have to do this part, but if you guys want to Google what cognitive distortions are, then that can add an extra layer to this. But just, you know what, don't worry about that for now if you don't want to. So now that you've written out all this stuff, the next thing I want you guys to do is I want you to write down any facts that support that unhelpful thought. Okay, so let's dive into an example. An example of this could be something like, oh, I've never ever achieved anything in my life. I have failed at every single thing I've done. What makes me think, you know what, I can do this again? And so you can do this and go, okay, I failed at XYZ. And you can go, okay, see, I've never succeeded, and start thinking about, okay, have I never achieved anything? And you have to actually not be biased about this and go, did I truly never ever achieve any goal I've ever wanted? And the answer is probably no. But I want you guys to state the facts. What are the facts? What facts do I have that says this is completely true? And again, facts, not opinions or feelings. And I want you, if you can, to write these facts down. And next, then, once you're done this, I want you guys to write down facts that provide evidence against the unhelpful thought. So what facts do you have that these unhelpful thoughts, feelings, emotions are not true? Like if you're saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, this will never work, you know what, I can never be successful. Ask yourself, what is the evidence against this? Like if you've got a client, and even if it's just one client, even if it's a small paying client, that's still a client. That is still money in your business. That is still a win. You have still made money in your business. Even if you haven't, you've built a social media following. Like, you know, maybe you've got your social media up to 500 or 1,000 followers. You've got people interacting, engaging with you. They just haven't spent money with you. Like, start looking for facts. And sometimes it can be easier to look for unhelpful thoughts than it is to look for helpful thoughts that actually negate this negative thought. Because our brain, in most of us, when we're in that negative state, when we're in that low vibe energy, we're really good at finding the negative and we struggle to find the positive. So I want you guys, if you can, to spend more time finding the evidence against the unhelpful thought than what you did to find support for that unhelpful thought. So asking yourself also, is it possible this is opinion and not fact? Or what have others said about this? Like maybe others are telling you, you know, you're amazing. I know for a while when I first started my coaching business, I had some self-doubt still. I'm like, oh, am I still doing a good job? Like, am I really giving the transformation I really want? Am I really as good as I think I am? Like, maybe I'm not. But then I looked back at my testimonials and what people had said about working with me, about how, you know, I heard regularly, you changed my life, Jen. You are amazing. I've never felt this great. I've never, you know, made this much money. And go back and like look at that and go, oh, you're right. Like, you know what? I really am good at this. And I really am, you know what, worthy and deserving of success because I'm really good at what I do. So start asking yourselves these questions and start finding those facts that provide evidence against the unhelpful thought. Then once you're done with that, I want you to find an alternative, more realistic and balanced perspective. So I want you guys to take a nice deep breath in at this moment and ask yourselves, what would others say about this situation? Is there another way of seeing it? What advice would you give a loved one in this situation? Is it really as important as it seems? Like, ask yourself these questions. One of my favorite ways of getting out of my own head, of shifting this negative perspective, is to ask myself, if this was my daughter, my best friend, my mother, my niece, someone like a female I love, if it was them saying these things about themselves or feeling these things, what would I say to them? Because we are so good at beating ourselves up about saying those negative things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'll never do this. But we would never ever say those things to someone we love because we know that's not helpful. So ask yourself, if this was someone else in my shoes going through this, what would I say to them? What could I offer as an alternative? So in the situation that I've used it as an example of me not feeling good enough or worthy enough, I could ask them like, hey, like, what happened? Like, why do you feel that way? And if it's something like, oh, well, someone told me the other day, like a family member mentioned that, why am I even, you know, bothering with my business? I'm not going anywhere with it. And you can be like, okay, like, do you think maybe that that's because that person is jealous of you? Or maybe that person said that because they can't do that for themselves and they're trying to pull you back. Or maybe that person is feeling like you're leaving them behind because you're doing big things with your life and they're not feeling like you're bringing them along, or they're feeling jealous, so they're not wanting to lose you, so they're pulling you back down. So you see, you're giving different opportunities. You're thinking it out as if it's someone else, and you're just looking for alternatives. And then also asking yourself, is this really that important? Like, is this really life or death? Is this really end of the world because I'm feeling a little insecure? I'm feeling like I can't do this. And when you start thinking these things out, by questioning, by bringing in some rational thought, you're talking yourself out of that negativity. Your brain is going, oh, actually, this is kind of crazy. Like, and sometimes we'll even laugh about it because we're like, wow, why did I even think that? Quite often when I'm doing this exercise, I laugh at myself and I'm like, wow, how did I get so out of control with this? Because we can. Like, all of a sudden we're on a high and next thing you know, it's like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. I'm horrible. I'm a bad person. I'll never do this. Everyone hates me. And then when we really analyze it like this and we get to the end and we go, oh God, like really? Like, Jen, why do you even think that way? Like, where did this come from? This is craziness. What were you thinking? And we're just kind of getting ourselves to that point. And by putting ourselves into someone else's shoes, sometimes that's the easiest and quickest way because we can go, wow, if someone I love said those things about themselves, I would be telling them to smarten up and they're amazing and they're perfect. And you can even say those things to yourself. Imagine, and this is a bonus thing you could do, is picture yourself as somebody else, someone you love, saying those things to you that you would say to them. So if this was, you know, a loved one and you're like, but you're so loved and you're amazing and, you know, you're working so hard on your business and most people can't even start a business and look at you, you've taken that step and you know what, it takes time and you're doing amazing things and you're going to get there and I love you and this is amazing. And you're feeling that as if you're saying it to yourself, but in someone else's shoes. So you're really feeling yourself saying those things to yourself. And I know you're like, but Jen, you want me to talk to myself? Yeah, I want you to talk to yourself. I talk to myself all the time. It's totally okay. Like, isn't it the weird people that don't talk to themselves? Because I think, you know, I have some pretty damn good advice. So if I want some really good advice, I'm going to go to myself. Sorry, guys, I just couldn't help myself there. But like sometimes we give ourselves the best advice and sometimes we need to talk to ourselves and give ourselves that pep talk and be there for ourselves because we don't always have other people there for us. So be your own best friend, be your own biggest cheerleader and tell yourselves all those amazing things you wish other people would have said to you. And then once you've gone through this, then we get to the end of the exercise where you want to re-rate how you feel. So at the beginning, I told you guys to rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 100 based off of that situation, that trigger, what happened. And now I want you to ask yourself, where am I now? What, you know, what changed? How did I, you know, it shift? And then what can you do differently next time? Because this could come up again. Or what happens if these feelings come up next time? Can you catch it sooner? And once you feel those things coming sooner, what can you do to cope? And then what would be the most helpful thing for me in the situation? If there's things that you still, you know, feel like you need to work through, maybe you're still at a 50 or a 60 out of 100. Ask yourself, what else can I do? Do you need to do some mindset work? Do you need to go see a therapist? Do you need to talk to a friend? You need to confront the person who got you into this, you know, emotional state to begin with. What do you need to do? And so this exercise, you're maybe going, Jen, wow, this is crazy, but don't let it feel like this is overwhelming. If you guys want, I have this as a worksheet. If you guys jump on Instagram and send me a DM, I will happily send this over. No opt-in required. Just let me know that you want this worksheet and I will DM you a direct link to download it and work through it because this is really, really helpful to help us understand why we do things the way we do. Why do we think these negative thoughts? Why do we let them get out of control? And then how do we work through removing them? Because sometimes we just need that cognitive, that conscious thought to work through it. The subconscious work is absolutely powerful and amazing, and it gets us those big shifts. But sometimes our brain just wants to talk it out. It just wants to work through things and see that, oh, I actually worked through this. I actually made this better. So sometimes we need these conscious tools to complement the subconscious work. So I want you guys to give this a try. Next time you're feeling those negative thoughts, those negative emotions, those negative crap coming up in your mind, and you need to work through it, feel free to give this a try because it is going to be a game changer. And then on next week's episode, I'm going to dig into those cognitive distortions that I was talking about earlier, because it's going to open your guys' minds up to how we get into these negative thought patterns, these negative cycles, these negative tailspins, because we have patterns. Psychology has proven there's specific patterns and specific types of negative thoughts that people get themselves into. And we generally stick to 2 to 3, sometimes even 1 specific type of negative thought pattern that we repeat. So for me, it used to be catastrophizing. I always thought that, oh my God, it's the end of the world. One little thing happened and I would blow it out of the proportion. And my other one was all or nothing thinking. I was like, I am either getting straight A's or, you know, at school can just fuck it. I'm done with it. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to be a C plus or a B student. And so these were 2 very common things in my life of an all or nothing or, oh my God, the world is ending. I am so thankful I am not there anymore because I learned about them. I recognize these patterns. And next week I'm going to share these patterns, which go really, really well with today's exercise. So make sure you're back here next week where I share those cognitive distortions, which will help you even more. And I'll even have a worksheet just like today's that you guys can message me and grab. And if you guys are not wanting to wait and you want this worksheet and you want that other one as well, just let me know. And I'll send it over to you guys right away. And that is it for this part of today's episode. But before I go, I just wanted to share about an amazing friend of mine, Amy, who is launching her book this week. And you guys do not want to miss out. Amy is one of the most amazing business coaches that I know of. She works with mompreneurs all over the world, and she truly changes lives. I love working with Amy. We've done some collaborative stuff in the past. And her work is truly life-changing. And this book, oh my God, I have already read chapter 1 and I am in love. I get an early release of the book and I'm diving into it now. Like this weekend, I am like all over it. Her stuff is gold. So if you're looking for some advice, like business helpful, practical advice to grow your business, to get to that next level, to make shit happen, you guys are not wanting to miss this book. It is going to be so amazing. Some of the takeaways you are going to get from this book are concrete steps to achieve your desired life and business, proven strategies for breaking through sales plateaus and making more money, practical advice for establishing systems and automations that work for you, because these systems and automations means more money, less time. And I know you guys all want that. And then you're also going to get some insider tips for organic marketing and sales success, along with some mindset shifts that will help you take action and achieve your goals and more. So if you guys are listening to this, the book just launched. If you're listening on Wednesday when this episode goes live, the book launched yesterday. And I want you guys to grab your copy. The ebook is on sale for this week for the launch, and it's only like a couple bucks. So make sure to go grab your copy. I will have the link in the show notes for you guys to go get it. And you do not want to miss out on this book. As I said, I've already read the first chapter and I am diving into the rest of this as soon as I am done this podcast. So you guys head out, grab copy of Amy's book because you guys will not regret it. Otherwise, I will see you guys back here again next week where we're talking about cognitive distortions and adding on to what we did today. And as always, any questions, any comments, make sure to hit me up on Instagram. I'm happy to help you in any way I can. See you guys back here again next week. Looking for more magical tips and tricks to help you manifest your dream life? Then head over to Instagram and give me a follow. And I'd love it even more if you took a moment and sent me a DM while you're there and just said hi. It makes my big old heart so happy to chat with my listeners. You can find the link in the show notes.